Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. I'm David Heimer. Jack Campo is the owner, president, and founder of Campo Heating in Sudbury, Ontario. Jack has successfully grown his business to well over 30 people, and he's been able to do it with a family emphasis. His daughters, Natalie and Dominic, are in the business as well as their husbands. Campo Heating is a well-respected business. They won many awards, and Jack is a well-respected businessman. I had the pleasure of interviewing Jack on stage in Ottawa before a group of contractors, and it was clear he's not just well-respected in his city. He has fans all across Canada and the USA. I have a tremendous appreciation for Jack, for the solid, well-run business he grew, for his compassion for others, for his family values, and for his support of our industry. So today, I wanted to talk with Jack about his start in the industry. I think it's a really interesting story. And I asked him to give me a list of his rules for life and business. I call them Jack's Gems. So Jack Campo, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
David, thanks for such a positive introduction. I'm definitely humble. You have asked me to participate in this podcast.
It's my pleasure. I really do have a great respect for you, and I was quite sincere about everything I said. So start off at the beginning. How did you get into this industry?
David, we all have a story, and I believe we do have a destiny. My series of events I encountered in the earlier years of my life helped me on my path to be who I am today. My father was in the heating industry prior to me. Unfortunately, my father passed at a very young age. He was 48 at the time, and I was only 13. And as a young boy, it was very difficult for me to deal with that. And after spending a bit of time reflecting and understanding and seeing my position, I quickly decided that I wanted to follow in my father or my parents' footsteps and get into the heating industry. Therefore, by the time I was 16, I was fully licensed in this industry, and I was very, very fortunate that my father's friends that were in the industry really helped me out and took me under their wings and introduced me and helped me carry my dream and to advance in this industry. By the time I was 21, 22, I had started Campo Heating and was on my way to being who we are now.
Now, at some point, you sold the business and then you ended up buying it back also.
Through the years, there's always been some challenges, positive, negatives, and one of the positive aspect was in 1999, we were purchased by the Service Expert Group, and I stayed on as a manager for 5 years, and they did educate me quite well as being a manager and how to understand my numbers and how to grow the company. And I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to buy the company back in 2004.
That's great. And so you bought it back, and it's taken off ever since then, right?
Definitely, yes. We grew the company. Probably, I call it a very secure growth. I try to manage my growth at about not more than 10% per year. I find by doing so, I can stabilize it and maintain the growth for cash flow, et cetera, very easily.
Well, I'm looking forward to this. Can you talk us through Jack's Gems?
Okay, I believe life is a complex game, and you need to set your strategic plan early in life in order to succeed. However, it's never too late to start. What you refer to as my Jack's Gems were my building block to my success. Also, an important note, it's an evolution. You will constantly add and improve your building blocks. My most important for me, don't wish your life away. Too many times people say, you know, I can't wait till the next anniversary, so on and so forth. And I don't believe in that. I always live and enjoy the moment. When I get up in the morning, I thank God for the beautiful day and the opportunity to succeed. Also, always make sure you have a balance between family and business. I was very fortunate to have a wife, a partner, who supported my decision during all these years. The second item or gem that I always follow. It's always be positive. Appreciate and evaluate every moment. There's no place or value in negativity in life. Surround yourself with positive people. It will definitely make a difference in your life.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. When I have had the opportunity to exit some negative people from my life, you'd be surprised how much happier I became afterwards. I've seen time and time again.
It is so important, so true. I mean, you know, if I'm in a group and I have people who are negative in that group, I will try my best to see if I can turn them around, because maybe they do need a helping hand. But if I see it's consistent and you can't turn them around, I'll walk away. It's just not good for my health.
Yeah.
The next item is you need a plan. I strongly believe you need to plan your day, your week, your year, even have a 5-year goal. If you don't have a plan, you cannot measure your success. It's very difficult to build a home without a blueprint. Life is the same, especially in business.
How do you record your plans? Do you have a list? Do you write it down? What's your methodology behind it?
Well, I'm still a bit old-fashioned. I have a notepad and a pen, and I write a lot of things on. My day-to-day plan is always on a notepad that I keep on my desk, and I try to put my 10 most important items I have to accomplish the next day. So typically at the end of the day, before I leave the office, that's my last part of my day. So when I do get into work in the morning, I'm a lot more focused and I know where I'm going. If I don't do that, I find I lose a good part of my day and I'm not as structured. As for the 1 year and the 5 year, I would try to put that on a Word document that I keep on my desktop, and I review that on a regular basis, because it's a changing plan. You'll never do a plan that's going to be consistent, but at least if you have that plan, then you can turn around and make the adjustment required.
You know, I like that idea of creating the plan the night before for the next day. I always do it first thing in the morning, but I'm going to try your way. That sounds like a really good thought.
The reason for it, David, I have about an hour commute in the morning. And I find when I do the plan the night before, when I get in the car and I start driving, my plan is reviewed, and I know, okay, I got to do this and that. And the minute I'm at the office, I'm working. I know what I'm doing.
All right. What's next?
Know your numbers. That's a key one. It's very, very important. And, you know, in the years I've been in this industry for many years, and I find that every time I go to a session or meetings or groups, so many people don't understand numbers. They might be great technicians that got into the industry, but they don't understand the KPIs. They don't know their expense, their operating costs, the difference in between markup and margins. I mean, that's definitely one of the first thing you need to know. I know what my operating cost is on a daily basis. I know how much revenue I got to bring in, and I try to review that every day, if not during the week, because at least if you catch the first week of the month and you haven't met your targets, you have 3 weeks to catch up. If you don't review those numbers and you get at the end of the month and you didn't meet your target, it's too late. You can't do it. Especially, you know, a month is not bad, but if you wait till the end of the year to review your numbers, you wasted a year and you can't catch up. So knowing your numbers and your KPIs, I mean, if you want to be a manager, you need to do that. That has to be part of your daily activity or weekly activity.
Yeah.
The next item on my gems would be to educate your team. Always look to improve by educating yourself or your team. The more you invest, the more you will achieve greatness. And I gotta say, this is probably where, with the Service Nation Alliance, has so much resource and has offered so much to us with my team and, you know, Compo Heating, especially with the AB group. I'm very fortunate. I was part of a previous group that was really great, some great people. I learned a lot. The group that I'm with now, we have a great great time. I'm always looking forward to the 1 hour conversation and discussion. And during that 1 hour, there's so much that we discuss, and it really enhances the operation. So, you know, training is definitely a big part. We're always looking at programs that we can fit into our budget, because there's always a cost to doing training, but we're always trying to see if we can improve and bring us to the next level.
Yeah, you can never stop pushing yourself and learning more. And what you said about learning from other people, it's funny, when I look back over time in my life, it was the things that ended up being the most valuable were often just something that somebody told me. And I think to myself, what if that person hadn't given me that key piece of information at that point in time? What would have happened? It's funny how often that works that way.
Oh, I agree. I mean, it's very important that instead of speaking a lot, you listen, you know, because when you're part of a group, there's always someone that has something important that you can learn from. And it's valuable information, especially when, you know, you're in business and you're new at it and you're just starting. There's a lot of people that have acquired a lot of knowledge during the years, and they can help you out, and it's great. The next item, and I strongly believe that, you know, you need growth and strong profit margin. Being profitable is not a dirty word. You cannot be in business without making great margins. It's definitely important, however, that you don't forget to have positive ethics. You have to have a balance in that too. So you need to treat the customers and employees the right way, with respect, being courteous, making them an important part of your life. By doing so, you will achieve growth and greatness automatically. Dishonesty doesn't exist in my vocabulary, and you cannot achieve satisfaction with that.
You have a stellar reputation, you and your company, and you've worked really hard at that, haven't you? I mean, it's obvious to me when I talk to you and I talk to the people in your company that that's a huge part of it. You guys do the right thing all the time.
It's always been a strong point for me. I mean, going back in the early 90s, we were one of the first companies who established a two-year unconditional guarantee. If we installed a piece of equipment and you weren't satisfied within the first 2 years, if there's too many breakdowns and we couldn't satisfy you, we'd automatically pull the equipment out and put a new piece of equipment in. And at the end of the day, it happened once in a while, but very seldom. But just to reassure customers that, you know, you're there, you're backing them up, that's a very strong asset. The other thing we did, and it's very different than most stores that I've been to, when you walk into the office at Compo Heating, I'm the first person you'll see. My office is right beside the entrance door. And whether it's good or bad, if you want to come in and sit and chit-chat and have a coffee, I'd be pleased to. If you have concerns or issues you want to review with me, I'll review them with you. And again, it's an open-door policy, and that's with my employees or my customers. And I think that's what kind of helped establish who we are and why we're so strong in the economy.
That speaks very well for you.
We're getting close to the end of some of my gems, but one that I had seen, and I kind of keep posted because it's important. Winners look forward. You can reflect on the past. However, people who look forward are planning the future, and it's all part of, you know, making your game plan. And always look ahead. You can review what you've done as a mistake in the past or the positive, but you can't change that, but you can change your future. So make sure you look forward.
That's great advice.
So the last one I have here, and it's a little bit of a joke, and my wife doesn't like it when I mention this, but I still think we have to have fun in life a bit. But I find life is like a roll of toilet paper. At the beginning, it's so slow to unwind, and you try to pull the paper out and it doesn't work. But as you progress and you get closer to the end, it spins a lot quicker. So my mythology with this is, don't waste time. Do it now. Life is short, you know, so it's something to really reflect on, because if you want to do something, you want to make changes to your company, don't do it in a year, don't do it in 2 years from now. Start implementing it tomorrow.
That's great advice. And I love the analogy. Life is like a roll of toilet paper.
So basically, you know, one of our Service Nation members here with us, Chris Hunter, and I got to say, this gentleman to me is a mentor. I wish I would have met him 20 years ago, but his saying is, it's go time, and let's go get it done. And I say that now on a regular basis.
He is great, and I love that phrase as well. Well, Jack, thank you so much for spending this time with me and agreeing to do it. Your advice is great, and I know a lot of people are going to listen to this and learn from it, and I appreciate you doing it. Thanks again. I'm hoping I'll get to see you in Service World Expo.
I'm planning on going. If everything turns out properly for me, I should be there. And I would like to thank you for this session, and also would like to thank Service Nation Alliance. It's an amazing group, and there's so much information being shared and so many great people from, you know, all the members involved. It's almost impossible not to grow and improve yourself or your company. And I'd like to thank everyone that's involved for the opportunity.
Thank you for saying that. You're too kind. I will see you in the future. Thanks again.
Okay. Have a great day, David.
Bye-bye. We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea, or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.